Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, all you wonderful country people. Hello, folks. Welcome to the Casper Radio Show. Yeah, we're driving along the road of entertainment. Yeah. Look at that cow. Look at that sheep. Oh yeah, fantastic. And to warm the cockles of our heart, we got a nice song called My Shining Purple Penis by Brian Wooks. So let's go, Brian. Zip him out and sing about that shining star. Yeah. Here we go.
I'd like to do you on my hood, about 50 miles an hour, baby. I think we should. We'd have the wind upon my willy, flapping us both silly. Entering Virginia, no matter where we go.
Oh yeah.
I'd like to do you on my hood, if we hold on to the wiper blades. I think we could, with your 37Ds, going in the breeze. Yeah, I'd like to do you on my hood. We'd be proud like the bulldog on a big old semi-truck. We'd hold our head up high, and oh so proudly we would fly from Sheboygan to Quebec to Uranus. What the heck? I could show you Venus from my shining purple Saturn. And I could find a rock, and I'd put it on the gas. And then I could slip my car into drive, and we'd go fast. And I'd drive you home, and I'd drive you home again. And then I'd drive you back to your house.
It's the Casper Show, the radio show. We're on the go. And this morning, I'm going to welcome an absolutely fantastic human being sitting next to me. It is the high, mighty, strongly cheekboned Gavin Prince. Hello, Gavin.
Hello, Casper.
Oh, it's a welcome to welcome you back, Your Majesty. You've been gone on state tours.
Yes, indeed I have. It is to spend time for 1 week with six women. It's a challenge.
Mm.
It is a challenge. When I finished the tour, I said I do not want to speak to a woman for at least a week.
A week, yeah. Mm. I know. It's so difficult.
Mm.
But you've managed it. You've gone through it unscathed as far as we can see. And for that, we applaud you.
Why, thank you, sir.
Okay. Very well done. And then
my stepsister is not applauding me, but you're going to introduce her now.
This is like the imagine the gayest show ever. And I had to talk to a woman. No! No! A woman! Oh, shame. But no, this is, we all just joking. And then I've got a wonderful human being sitting just to the left of my left-hand side, and his name is Duncan. Duncan?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Dunk.
How are you, everybody?
Hi.
Casper, yeah.
I.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your torture, Mr. De Mol?
Yeah, I guess gereed, meneer.
Okay, today is Duncan's body take day. Gavin.
Ooh.
Mm. So, Gavin, we have not had the chance to talk to you after your body take day. Which day You did it on Friday. Which day was the were you the saurist? Dinosaurus?
I was the dinosaurus the Sunday morning.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Is it what happened?
Everything was normal. Everything was normal. I woke up, grabbed my phone, went on Twitter and Facebook, and as I wanted to get out of bed, the first pain, but it was a lekker pain, was in my arse.
Arse. Oh, I know that pain. I know that pain.
like my arse cheeks. Like the cheeks were paining.
What did they do to you?
I don't think I want this anymore.
Like, Duncan, you're in for a treat. Like, oh my God. I love your tweet. Did you tweet?
Yes, which one?
Where you said, like, you said Duncan gets molested by body tech today.
I did.
And Sarita went and said, don't worry, Duncan. You will be able to walk again sometime.
Sarita thinks of you.
Yeah, she does, actually.
And so, Duncan, Gavin, didn't you go to church that day then?
No, I didn't go to church. The Lord has forgiven me.
He's got mysterious ways.
But yeah, it is. But it's not like a, it's not, this is just iemand jou gemoer het of iets, nie. It is like,
it's a fist fuck.
It what?
Yeah, you say you all is here as a belief.
But how did it become that your a-hole became sore?
No, I did not. It's got nothing to do with my hole. It's my cheeks, my ass, sorry. My cheeks on my ass. Because they put like things. Duncan, do you know you have to get naked?
He knows.
Okay, you have to get naked, so the machine really needs to go into your muscles.
They did say that put some tension on your favorite muscle. Is that why?
What is your favorite muscle, Duncan?
Your favorite muscle is the one that became sore on Sunday.
It's his tongue. Hello, Betty. How are you?
Hello.
It's Bernard. Bernard. Now, it's people now say Bernard.
I'm not schizophrenic, want ek word 14 name genoem in die show.
You can believe ek noem jou nie. Wat het ek jou altijd genoem?
Barend.
Barend.
Barend. Ek het gesê Barend.
I love how, so I missed all of you. I missed all of you.
But I
actually missed Barend.
You missed me.
I missed his bitchiness, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, but what I loved was probably then your alter ego. But what I like is how you brand yourself out there in social media, because I liked every picture of you and I'm in the game of branding and you should continue to do that. That's very important.
Is it now a pitch, Iri?
Yes, it's not a pitch, it's a compliment.
It's a big
pitch. This is the first and the last one I'm going to give you.
He's giving you a big mother pitch.
What?
And now, Juan, hello.
Goeiemôre.
Hoe gaan dit?
Nee, goed enself.
Dit is Bodytech se stem wat jy daar hoor, Duncan.
Ek hoor dit.
Dis die stem wat jy gaan hoor vir 'n week.
Die stem, die stem wat in jou oor gaan fluister nou.
Dis die stem van ons hemel.
Well, I got the body pack here and I want to go through it quickly because this is what Duncan's got to wear and he's got to be naked inside it. But I see there's something from New Zealand. Gavin, if you're not seeing it, I see it. Actually, you are. Kan nie nou nie.
What is that?
My phone.
Thank you, boys.
No,
antwoord dit. Dit is dalk jou mama.
Dit is the Angry Birds. Nee, ek gaan nie antwoord nie.
Wie bel jou, meneer?
Answer like live on air.
Hoi.
Where was I?
So Matthijs Vosloo skryf vir ons en sê, hallo all from New Zealand, ek luister lekker na julle show en het laat my baie verlang na Suid-Afrika. Uitroepteken. Hoop daar is 'n konsistorie vandag, uitroepteken. Fokken lekker man. Sorry dat ek vloek. Matt.
Hallo Matt, welkom New Zealand, nou 11 uur, dit beteken dis omtrent 11 uur in die aand daar.
Is het?
10 uur in die aand, 11 uur in die aand, so iets. Wow. So, okay, geniet dit, vrijdag aand, Saterdag is op julle. Ons nog die hele dag om te gaan. Is dit nie amazing hoe dit werk nie? Maar dit is, the science. Wat sê Demo?
Demo sê, They, Demo, Lord have mercy, Demo help for my reg, dankie Demo. Hy sê vir my, they called glutes, Gavin.
Your hole.
My whole wange.
Glutes. Glutes. Glute to see you.
Yeah. But that was my favorite, I have to admit, and I love, if I can get like a perky ass, that would be amazing.
A perky ass.
Like a perky ass.
Like
so Estelle, yeah. Estelle van Body Tech. Like, I'm like very proudly gay and not into women, but she has got like the cutest ass cheeks for me.
Really?
Yeah, she does.
I hope I don't get those butt cheeks from the machines. Because you'll be looking at me funny now, Kevin, if I get that ass that you're looking for.
No, I'm happily married, Duncan.
Okay.
You see, don't worry.
Every day of the week,
like your ass, can be amazing, Duncan. Everything can be amazing, but your stomach is still gonna push me away. I'm not gonna get past that.
Look, I confess that is my biggest issue, and I hope with Body Tech we can resolve this really big issue.
Johan, can we have extra of these things that Casper's got in his hand on his stomach, please?
We can definitely achieve that.
Thank you.
Is it Johan, Juan, or Johan?
I can remember John. Sometimes it's a Ruan of.
With John. John.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. John.
John.
Okay, ek het hier 'n pakkie voor my. Nou moet jy net vir my verduidelik, want hierdie goed gaan nou alles gestrap word aan Duncan. Yes. Hierdie is...
Dit is die armstraps.
Die armstraps.
Die armstraps.
Sorry, ek is doof, ek kan nie mooi hoor nie.
Wat op die bicep te
werk. Om die bicep te... Yes. For your biceps.
Oh yeah, I've got
Have you got biceps? Have you got biceps? Yeah. Okay. Then there's a whole pakkie here, and it's... Jesus, this is like a Cumberbatch. This is like a Benedict Cumberbatch. What is this?
That's the one that comes onto the gluteus maximus.
Ah, this is the one that's going to make your ass glute.
Nice and perky.
I want to skip that.
Nice and perky.
It's like a Cumberbatch with two patches, and I suppose the patches go onto the ass.
Yes.
Then we got a pucky. It looks like a diver's pucky, and it's got all kinds of draaikies and goeikies. It looks a bit like iPhone earplugs or earphones, but it's not. It's worked into the jacket. What are those things doing?
Okay, basically those are located in the specific area. So the yellow ones you'll see on the jacket is specifically for the chest. And then it goes down onto the abs. The white ones are on your lats. The blue ones is on top of your upper back.
Okay.
And the lower ones, the lower yellow ones, are your lower back.
And then all over there's some like little patches, things like very
robotic,
futuristic, robotic. Yeah, yeah. They're going to go into the machine, who will then send the impulses through to all these places on the body.
That is correct.
To Duncan. But what is important, that what we've learned from Gavin, is that first you got to go out, get him to dress, and then test him to see that you don't like... annihilate him, explode him. What's that? Combust him.
Combustion, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to combust Duncan. You'll put it on 9, gone.
I'm no more.
Bikkie poeier in a draaikie is oor wat Duncan het.
Ek hoop jy het jou lichaam het gestort vir oggend.
Ja, alles.
En jy gaan kaal in hulle klere inklim.
Ja.
Is it like a nice feeling to be kaal? Is it nice to be cold inside?
It's not a nice feeling. You know why, Casper? Because they put water on you. So you feel as if you are like...
So you're wet and naked. Yes.
You're wet and naked and in their clothes.
Wet
but,
and wild.
But I must admit, the only time I felt sexy...
You're trying to scare me, aren't you?
Can I finish my sentence?
Do it.
The only time I felt... I didn't feel sexy. I felt extremely sexy was when I saw the pictures on Instagram of myself. What did you want to say?
Are you trying to scare me, Kevin?
Ek gaan vir jou lach danken.
You know what? Sarita said you're not going to be able to walk. That poor darling, she actually joined Body Tech.
Really?
Because of us.
Wow.
And she went for her first lesson. So she's talking from experience.
Yeah.
Look, I've got...
So you're going to be stiff.
I've got a gig tomorrow in Durban, so I don't know if this may affect...
Well, I think you should get some of those moon boots.
Well, Gavin said you'll only be sore on Sunday.
Yeah. Tomorrow you're still going to jump around. Sunday you're going to be down.
All right.
But now you're going to be wet and naked like we all will be if we're in bed with Dom. So now... Oh, I'm just flirting with one of the guys. So, now, what are we going to do is we're going to put you in this jacket, dear Duncan, and we're going to talk to you
from the window, okay?
So bang.
And listen, if we don't see, speak again, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for being here. And happy birthday this week. It was Duncan's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Duncan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Duncan.
Yeah. Aye. Happy birthday to you.
Hooray.
Oh, hule, hule. Uhule, hule, ulikane litho
losam.
Uhule, hule.
I think he just made that up.
I know.
But love Casper Shom sing.
John, here is here's the jacket for you.
Thank you, sir.
Here's the bum cock. Here are the arm things.
Some more.
The strappies.
Strappies. And I'll see you on the other side. What is that?
Daar is die straps wat nou op die bene kom. Hulle noem dit die iBody strap. Dit is nou van die nuutste straps wat hulle gereleased het. Hy gee beter en 'n dieper meer contraction in die spier. Yes, so hy gaan nogal 'n interessante naweek hê in Durban.
I love it. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you wonderful people that Gavin wants to say something.
So Cindy Mando skryf vir ons en sy sê, I've taken today off to move house, but instead I'm sitting on my ass listening to you guys.
Donkey Cindy.
We love you.
Now Cindy, we love you and well, you can pack a few boxes while you're listening. That's what's so nice about, you know, you do something else while you're listening. That's what I like.
Yeah.
And as you know, we have got a wonderful fan from Port Elizabeth. What's his name, Bernard?
Adrian.
Dis reg. Adrian, jy ken ook al vir Adrian, ons het sy goed gespeel. So Adrian het vir my 'n boodskapie vir ons almal gestuur. Ongelukkig het hy dit opgeneem deur sy boyfriend se hom. So mens kan nie lekker hoor wat hy sê nie. Dis bietjie tinnie, but we'll get the gist. So,
okay.
Adrian, over to you.
Hallo, vir almal daar by die Casper Radio Show. Dis alweer Adrian hier. Ek was nou so rukkie terug in die poskantoor. My donor, ek weet nie of ek die ouwe fokken security om uit moet ruk en om in sy hol moet ruk of fokken wat ek moet doen nie. Die ouwe kan skaars loop, my tyd vir kak praat. Ek sê vir jou, nou gaan ek en Pieter is al binnen in poskantoor en ons besig om ons dingetjies te doen. Ek staan by die counter. Nou kom hy al, hy kom nader en hy begin te praat nou met die teller. Keter en het is, jy kon sien hulle ken mekaar van sy af, maar hulle fokken is aan die klets. En ek luister so met 'n halwe oor, want Pieter is nou besig daar, en ek luister so met 'n halwe oor die kant nou waaroor hulle nou praat, baie fokken is skierig en besig, die moffie, sal die man nie afhak, en omdraai en wegloop, maar terugloop na die vrou toe, na die teller, en vir sê, heerlikheid vrou mens, jy moet hierdie moffie sien wat hier buite was, en sy Paulo Vivo. Heerlikheid, die ding lyk net soos 'n vrou. Hy het lipstiek en hy tiete en hy dra wakskoene net soos 'n vrou. My heerlikheid, ek het nog nooit so iets gesien nie. En ek sien die vrou kyk vir my, want sy weet hier staan 'n moffie. En sy weet ek fokin kook van binne af soos 'n donderse golfse radiator wat besig is om te borrel. Ek sê vir jou, ek dog myself, weet jy wat, kom van verret van wie af het kom. Dis 'n ou bal wat sy brein besig is om mosie te raak, so mens kan nie huisvoek in iets, jy kan rechtig nie myself vir kwaad maak vir so iets, en ek wil nie te gek jou ouwe hart aanval, en dat ek nog een moordzaak die myself ook. So, ek het myself net lelik opgerik, en ek is daar uit, bitter ongeskik, en soos Fokke Montel altyd sê, toes ek ga, aira. Lately is daar net 'n pot toos op TV. Ek doel, ek is een moerse Kardashian fan, ne? Ek kyk die Kardashians elke fucking week, ek kan mis het nooit, ek kood het, as ek het nie kan kyk, ek kyk ek het wanneer ek tyd het, maar even dit draak nou bietjie too much. Soos ek sê, ek is baie besig om of en ek hou verskriklik baie daarvan om te weet wat in ander mense se lewens aangaan, want dit is vir my interessant. Maar nou ja, ek gaan nou nie verder babbel nie. Ek gaan vir julle afsluit om te sê dat ek nog bitter baie lief vir julle. Ek dink aan julle en ek love julle show nog one fucking way. Ek download die podcast elke week en as ek nie tyd kry om te luister by die werk nie, dan plak ek eenvoudig net, dan connect ek my Bluetooth tegen my kar en ek luister dit as ek verpad ry. Imagine, vir 2 ure lang het ek 'n fucking lekker geselskap langs die pad, want die Here weet hulle, ek weet nie waar kom al hierdie fucking donorse skaapkop FM radiostasies vandaan nie, van die volk weet, hulle pop op soos donorse unwanted kakiebossies in my tuin. Die Here weet, hier is ons daar weer so fucking radiostasie by ons, met die naam van Luister FM. Nou ek bedoel, ok, ek het niks in die radiostasie, die radiostasie self is baie nice Afrikaans, ne, pure Afrikaans, hy speel lekker muziek, maar dis nie die fucking die aanbieders, o Here, hulle kan hulle nie net bietjie geld van hier in die mense gaan train, lekker gaan train voor hulle fucking agteruit onder sy mics gaan klim nie, want die volk weet, hulle verstaan net nie, irriteer hulle my, as hulle soveel kak praat en dan, hoor jy hoe stamp hulle die mic, en dit is net, ek weet nie, dit is net horrible, so ek dink myself, het jy pas maak, hulle het net een stasie waar hulle net fucking muziek speel, en net nou en dan, advertensiekie, wat die advertenties is nou maar onraterig. Ek is jammer as al iemand my hoor al buiten met die volk weet van Luister FM, maar die volk weet, ek sê vir julle, stuur julle omroepers vir donorse training, so dat hulle net bietjie beter klink op die radio, want hulle klink soos die Spil Hamlets wat die donorse bakkoek sisters ontdek het in die huiskas. Maar nou ja, dis al van my af, over and out, love you guys lots.
So dit was ons goeie en enigste vriend Adriaan uit Port Elizabeth. Dankie vir die update Adriaan.
Hy is gorgeous, I love, ek hou, hy herinner my so aan die jonger weergawe van Nathaniel. Minus die voice, like hy is
Montel, hy laat my ding aan Montel.
Okay, hy herinner my aan Montel, like hy is, like I love the way he puts together that whole piece, it's funny.
Ja, is baie funny. Maar wonder wat denk hy van ons, want ons is die hele tyd so in die studio.
Jy is.
Hy het expres nog gestamp aan die mic, mense. Dit is nie beplan gewees nie, ons is verskrikkelijk professional.
Ons gaan nou verklaar word by die Broadcasting Complaints Commission.
So! Wat is kinder nie so stel?
Ach, ek het so paar brokies vir julle. Ek wil eerst met hierdie begin. So is Ellen DeGeneres aangekla dat sy racist is.
What?
Exactly, my thoughts. Sy post moes altyd sulke foto's wat sy self in edit.
Ja,
so
sy gezicht
in a foto saam met die ander se lep.
Ja.
Nou het sy a foto van Usain Bolt gevat en haarself ingeedit waar sy piggyback ry op sy rug. Met die caption, this is how I run errands from now on. Hashtag Rio 2016.
Oh, dit is baie racisties, want hy is swart. Nee, grapie.
Nee, maar, exactly. Nou het allemaal, oor dat hy swart is, nou gaan het van, van sy maak om 'n slaaf, en bla bla bla. Dit is helemaal uit context uit. Ek meen, dit kon enige atleet gewees, dit gaan oor hoe vinnig hy hardloop.
Ja, hy is maar, die vinnigste in die wereld.
Sy is uit mekaar uit geruk op Twitter, dat sy racist is, en, ja.
Is nou hoofsaaklik seker die Amerikaners, nee,
ja,
wat
Amerikaners.
Wat uithaal.
Ja.
Oh no, I don't believe
people, that. Wake up.
Exactly.
Please.
Maar dit is daai regte Twitter war nou, want nou, eers het hulle haar attack, toe begin die mense, die wat haar attack, so dit is nou een fight tussen die twee groepe. Nou, sy is nou al lang al vergete en alles, dit is nou een fight tussen die mense
dis
op Twitter.
Dis seker Trump followers.
Ja.
Ja. Ja, okay, ach, arme Ellen, but arme she's Ellen. She's taken a lot, you know. So, she can weather the storm.
Dis nie Ellen nie, dis Ellen.
Ellen. Ja, maar ek dink regtig, sy het net getweet van, I'm aware of the racism in the country, but it's the furthest thing from what I am. En sy het daar gelaat, en ek dink sy het letterlik, soos in, she brushed it off. Want,
brushed it off, soos een haarkie op jou jas.
En dan,
Rolf skryf vir ons op WeChat en sê, die Ellen DeGeneres ding is bullshit, mense is te sensitief.
Ja, dit is nie sê, te dom, mense is te dom.
Mm. Ons stem saam, Rolf.
Baie stupid. Lekker nuus van die Kaap af.
Ek was nou net daar, so wees...
Is dit meeste laat, jy is te gou gewees vir die nuus. Ja. Die nuus gebeur die 15e September. Begin dit.
Ja.
Die air hostess van Suid-Afrika, die favorite air hostess, Cathy Pacific.
Rocky, yes. Frankenfurter.
Brendan van Rijn.
Frankenfurter.
Hy het een nieuwe huis, well, a venue huis vir Cathy gemaakt. Gate 69.
Gate 69.
Gate 69, the name says it all.
Soos een hek. Hek? 69.
It's a theatre venue, 80 seater, brilliant, dinner theatre, lekker, upmarket, en hulle opening production waarmee hulle open is, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh my.
Wat ek so graag wil sien.
Wie speel die Angry Inch?
Die Angry Inch weet ek nie, maar Hedwig is Paul de Toy. Wat,
Brad was.
Brad was in Rocky Horror. Ja.
Kijk ook om alles weer by mekaar, soos 1 groot 69.
1 groot 69.
Waar die was die venue, weet ons?
Dis in Breestraat. Ja, Breestraat. Okay. Ja,
so dis lekker in die stad.
Harkie, ja.
Oh my goodness, dit I'm going there. Wait a minute, dit mag op wanneer?
15 September. I'm flying
to Cape Town on the 16th of September.
Just too late.
Wat my song?
Oh, you're going to be a lot off the opening.
Het jy hairstylist nodig?
Ja. my beenhare, ja.
Okay, cool. Ja, ek dink dit gaan nogals amazing wees.
Ja, so gaan sy al dan.
Ja, en funny enough, ons gaste vandag, die selfde production company, is die producer van Hedwig. VRG.
Oh, wow. Ja. Oh, wow.
So, nee, daar is groot dinge wat in die Kaap gebeur.
Misschien moet ek my vlug een bykie vroeger maak. Anyway.
Hoekom?
Om die 15e die opening by te woon, so dat ek julle kan jaloers maak.
I don't know how yesterday was from the musical, I love you, what's it?
What the fuck? I love you, you're perfect, now change.
Dis die musical wat ons vandag die gasten van het, en hulle is die selle producers, as die Hedwig, at the 69, for which you're gonna fly one day earlier.
Ja.
So you see.
Maar dit wees vir 3 maande in die Kaap, so, kan plan maak om af
te. Wat gaan nou buiten anders dan kan al reg, denk julle? Yeah, let's quickly talk to him, Bernard. We're not going to forget about your gay news. Let me just see. I must know. Okay, tell more. One more thing, because I've got to concentrate to open the mic.
Okay, vinnige enetjie. Onthou jy, ons het ruk terug gepraat oor Lou Breitenbach. Hulle was op die show van Lek Jou Lippe Af.
Ja.
Hy en sy boyfriend.
But, het hulle nie gewen nie, of iets is daar?
Ek kan nie onthou nie.
Of nee, jy het gesê, hulle is die eerste gay couple op TV.
Ja, op SA Reality TV.
Yes.
En hulle het nou een nieuwe YouTube channel begin.
Wow.
Het is S&L, is die channel sy naam, op YouTube. En
dit is nog sy boyfriend sy naam en sy naam.
Ja, Stefan en Lou.
En Lou, ja.
En hulle probeer net een nieuwe platform skep om vir jong gay mense te wys dat dit is ok.
Ja,
yeah,
that's cool.
Dit is normal.
That's
en
awesome.
En hulle chat oor verhouding goeders en alledaags goed. Hulle vat vrae, soos mense kan vrae stuur op hulle social networks en hulle antwoord die vrae.
Wow.
En letterlik, ek het een video gekyk, dis nie van 'n vraag en dan, o nee, ons kan dit nie antwoord nie. Hulle antwoord alles. Daar's intieme vrae gevra en hulle antwoord het eerlik en reguit en op so 'n cute manier gedoen.
Waar is hulle gesetel?
Hulle is in Joburg.
Was ons kan kry op die show?
Ek dink ons moet hulle kry.
Ja.
Ek sal die link van die channel share op die Facebook groep, Kasper Radio Show.
Okay. Ja, okay, ons kom stop net gou vandag, want I think we're going to make contact with the outside world now. Are we outside?
We are outside!
Hallo, dankie.
Hallo. Ons is beter, meneer.
Okay, so are you all zooted up?
Yeah, he's all suited up in the suit now. We just need to do the first desensitized 5 minutes with him to see what his level of tolerances are.
What happened to your voice, John?
No, this is his style.
Did you snort spur helium?
Hello, this is John.
No, I know it's his style. Hi. Okay, so you're gonna. How long will the test take?
The desensitized takes about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, maximum of 5 minutes. It's usually shorter than that. And then we'll signal you when we're ready to go again.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yay.
Well, Duncan has left. What was your name, Betty? What does Michelle say?
Michelle Kirschenbaum.
Yeah.
I hope I say your name correctly. Michelle Kirschenbaum says, hello, Almal, especially Betty. I think Adrian will talk to a tree if there isn't an audience. Love the guy. Have a great weekend, all.
She's right. Hy praat, hy gesels.
Exactly. No, I love it.
I have you had time in your very busy schedule to to look at the goings on with Donald Trump or not?
I haven't.
He is so ridiculous.
But can I tell you that I met his former lawyer, and what was very interesting, it was the J.T. Fox Tycoons of Wealth event in Midrand in Kailami.
Yeah.
And his former, I've got a picture with George Ross. He was the guy in the Apprentice.
Yeah, that old man.
Yes, the old man. Shame he's old. But he spoke to us, and what's very interesting is the fact that he said when Donald announced that he's going for to enter politics, he said to him, I think you're stupid. And he basically said to us that Donald, in terms of there's a difference between being a businessman and being a politician.
Yeah.
There's like, it's two different disciplines. And he's saying that Donald, he does admit that Donald has surprised him. But he still thinks that Donald is like an idiot, basically.
I think what I read a letter from Michael Moore on the internet, that guy who made Fahrenheit 9/11 or whatever. And I think he's right. He said Donald Trump surprised himself. He was trying to do this to get a better deal for The Apprentice because he tried it 2 years ago or 4 years ago as well, and then he didn't enter the race. This time he thought, okay, I better might enter the race now to get higher salary because he wants millions, and then the whole thing took over because he's a television star. People started liking his un-PC-ness and they laughed at him, and a lot of people liked to see what the hell he was saying. And before he knew it, he was trapped in his own success, but he doesn't really want to do it. That's why he always says, you know, I can be doing better things. He says things like that already.
Yeah,
and now he is trapped. I'm caught in a trap. He doesn't know how to get out of it. And the longer he stays in, the more and more ridiculous it becomes. So there's this wonderful guy, Anthony Amatu. Anthony, I'm going to say it right now. Just hang on. Atamanuak.
Yeah.
And I played him before. He imitates Donald Trump. He's so funny. And he's got a CD out now, so you can go look for it on iTunes. It's called Trump versus Bernie. Now, Bernie is out already, but this is like a fake debate between Bernie and Trump. But I'm just going to play his bit. If you hear some voices, that's Bernie, just know that's the other guy. But this is like a speech that Donald must give after the first 100 days of him being president. And just the things he says now, it's absolutely fantastic. So let's have a listen. Do you want to say anything else? Did I interrupt you?
No, it's fine.
Okay, so let's hear Anthony as Donald Trump, the first 100 days as President Trump.
Question. Mr. Trump, if you do become President of the United States, what would your first 100 days in the White House look like?
Perfect. Let this one breathe, Aaron, because it's really going to be important. Unbelievable. First off, I'm going to win, all right? Let's really bring the room down for a second. I'm going to win. I have to tell you something. You look at the polling, and I'm sorry, Bernie, I don't think he's going to make it. And I'm going to tell you, Hillary is polling under me already, and when I embarrass her on the debate stage, and there's nothing she can do, okay, this country is going to flip, because America and the world still hate women. And it's true. It's true. And that's why women silently looked at each other, and men were like, oh, because you hate women, and women know it. And let me tell you something. We hate women so much that we are willing to elect fat orange Hitler. And that would be me. And let me tell you, I'm going to say something right now. When you hear the sad words, and maybe it might be Howard who says it, those sad words in November, Donald J. Trump is the 45th president of the United States, you will realize, you can boot, get him out of here! Get him out of here! Get him out of here!
Get him out of here.
Okay, that's enough, Mr. Trump.
Get him out
that's
of
enough,
here.
Mr. Trump.
I believe they that all hecklers deserve to have federal funds that address their needs and why they misbehave in life programs.
No, okay, I have something, Howard, I have something very important that's part of this, and I need you to hear it. Okay, the first 100 days, the first 10 days, I'm going to be so bored I don't care. Okay? Most of my advisors are former Blackwater, former Halliburton, or disgruntled military, which means you are electing a military coup, just so you understand. Okay? That's what you're... Because I don't care. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to be sitting on a desk eating a taco bowl. You want to hear a poem? Do you want to hear a poem that I wrote? You want to hear a poem?
I don't.
Here we go. Don't worry, Howard. It's over after this.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to hear my poem? And you can go online and see me read another poem. And that's for real. You can go online and see me read a poem. You're going to love this. It's only 5 pages. Here I stand, huffing and puffing like a horny beast, wet at the mouth. Lo, I am a flexing pig. My speech is scant, senseless, the rhythm of an idiot. I piss vinegar on the brown and the black. I am the stench of burning bodies piled high with indifference. Orange, I am rippled, rusted, white-lipped, tossing my jaw back and forth, belching bloody bile. I'm a fat little redhead, ever lonely, never loved, pure ego. Let the nukes fly, bursting prostate-choked pearls of jism spilling from my gnarled acorn. I am the trumpet in the sky. I am the bringer of death. I am the fire dog, according to China. I've muttered these sick, sad psalms of vigorous stupidity for months. Depart from Plato's cave and stop screaming at the shadows on the wall. Agitate me, disrupt me, save me from myself. Let me be the oily, absurd sideshow, the inverted clown who snidely molests people with my smarm. Tell me you're fired. Return me to New York to eat amuse-bouches at Per Se. And then I will sit alone in my gold-plated and chrome towers, wondering about the time I almost destroyed the world.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Hoe gaan dit daar buite nou?
Nee, wel, ons is al reg en opgeset, so ons het sy individuele settings gekry, so ons kan maar begin.
Okay, Duncan, good luck.
I need it, meneer.
Ja. Okay.
I need the luck, yeah.
But you know now it's going to be, at the end of the day, it's going to be good for you. And you're all wired up. And we're going to hear afterwards. You're going to come in here and we're going to hear what you felt.
Right.
So remember, hey? Memorize. Bye. So...
Can I just say that Bernard has got a very interesting observation about Duncan. Mm-hmm. What did you tell me? No. Need I understand that me?
No.
What did you say?
Ja, Duncan is al klaar bezig om te zweet. En dit was nog net die testing geweest.
Oh.
Exactly. Oh so my goodness.
But he's got his water there and he's got his towel there, so everything should be fine for Dunk Dunk.
Are you okay there, Betty?
I'm okay, yeah.
You got up and you fucked off in the middle of your skinneries.
Exactly.
That's why I had to go to Donald Trump all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
I looked up and you were gone. Are you finished with your skinner?
No, but you cut me halfway, so I went to take pictures of Duncan sweating outside.
Oh, how is it? You see, he's so nice because he's doing journalistic work as well.
Exactly. Yeah. 5 for innovation.
Absolutely. Okay.
5?
Mm. Okay, 4.
Four.
Okay, what else do you have?
Weet jy wie is Tony Perkins? Hy's hy hate preacher oor see. Wat vreeslik homofobiek en altyd. Hy sê altyd dat God sends natural disasters to punish the sins of homophobia of homosexual people on earth. Homophobic. Jy gaan nou verstaan hoekom ek
dit gesê het. Nie amper nie, jy het dit gesê.
Well, his home was destroyed in the Louisiana flood.
Flood.
Fuck off.
What is flood. Wrong with you?
No, my flood is mud and water.
Exactly.
It's a flood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A term.
Okay, yeah. Gasper just saved you there. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is completely gone.
Oh my goodness. So it was a natural disaster.
So what have we got? Was it natural or was it an act of God?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you spew hate? You get hate. Mm.
Did wat jy saai sal jy maai.
Hy het fucking maai. Ja. En dan I am Kate fans. Ek weet nie wie van julle is I am Kate fans nie.
Ek weet nie wie se Kate.
Caitlyn
Jenner. I like I'm a fan.
Oh. Caitlyn Jenner. That thing.
I'm joking,
Ghana. Who the fuck? Who had a problem with it? Which country?
Zimbabwe. Isn't it Zimbabwe? No,
it's higher up. Nigeria, isn't it?
Nigeria, yeah.
I think it's Nigeria forced DSTV to take the series off. Because they didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
Because they are living in 1850.
Yeah.
So what happened to Kate?
I am Kate's now completely cancelled.
Oh, where Nigeria. Nigeria, you won.
Yeah,
this is sad.
After two seasons, it got cancelled. I kind of...
Okay, so apart from Nigeria...
Coming. I mean, the whole... What it was about... Mm. I mean, it was done in... I mean, I think she reached the people she wanted to reach and...
Yeah.
Brought a message across.
Yeah.
And
there was.
You can't go anywhere. I mean, unless it's like just watching her go shopping and like any other show.
Mm.
So that the gimmick the show had was over.
Yeah. I agree with you. They should have left it at a special. The I Am Kate special for 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever. I would have watched that. But the show got monotonous. Yeah. It got boring because she, like the one episode, she went on a date. And then, and what I can't handle is, so I'm a fan, right? Mm. And I'm all for, like, you know, respectful in terms of the transgender community.
But what you can't handle is a vagina. We know that.
Is the fact that, hy praat nog steeds soos 'n man. Hoekom kry hy nie daai pille om sy stem soos 'n vrou te laat praat nie? I still want to see a woman. I still want to see, like, a proper woman.
Yeah. Dit maak my so erg.
Dat geef hom helium.
Hy het die beste vriend, dat hy het hy nie 'n mooi stem nie. Ek meen, as Bruce het hy bietjie 'n annoying stem gehad.
Ja, ja.
Maar, soos jy sê, dit was special geweest het. Ek het die eerste season gelove. Dit was my great geweest en is neat en fresh. En die tweede season was net soos, okay. Nou gaan sy net uit en doen goeders.
Ja.
Soos enige ander normale mens. So,
Kom ons luister gou in op die mic. Wat hulle doen
dit, kom ons.
No, relax. Keep your bum tight so you don't know how to extend. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Bring it down. That's it. Straighten up. Here we go.
That's the voice of Dominic. Straight.
Okay, let's go.
That's
arms up again. Bring it straight down.
Voice.
Come on. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Imagine.
Come on. Okay, let's go. Straighten up. There we go. And relax. Okay, from here, just push forward and across. Tense up the chest. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Tense up the chest. That's it. I want you to squeeze, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're feeling the chest. Is it hitting?
I'm squeezing.
Let's go for another one. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. So push your shoulders back, chest forward.
I will.
But I don't want you to lean, okay?
I won't lean, Dom.
That's it. Let's go for another one. 3, 2, 1. Breathe out. Arms up. That's it. And relax. Go for one more. Last one.
Okay. I'll do more.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Straight. Over genres. Let's go. Over it. That's it. Okay. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. That was nice, eh? Oh, all this perfs. I will have.
Y'all are crazy. Cray.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Now, for out there today, I brought something. It is actually fucking amazing. But it's also strange.
Okay.
The out there section today. Because usually it's very good or very bad. This is like just strange. Let me play a bit of it and then you tell me what you think. Okay? Are we ready?
Okay.
Arangay, Wendarajo.
Might work for a move like a thriller.
It's exactly what I think. I love it eigenlijk, and it's not perfect nice. For a just a weird movie with amazing like
landscapes,
camera angles and something, and on made it in the achtergrond. So cool.
Yeah, acting for Clint Eastwood. I'm looking at the Wild Wild West. I'm looking at Mexico. Yeah.
Well, this is the world's acting guns. Best throat singer. And his name is
Ek sien het in a superhero movie waar hy soos besig is om recht te maak vir iets of hy stap a alley af of
well, because what is nice about this is the production is good.
Yeah,
it's a nice production. It's just weird.
Yeah,
I love it.
Let's go. Arms up. That's it. Hold it there.
Hold it there.
And relax. Okay,
let's go for another one. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
So ver gaan alles nog heel alright. Die man is besig om eintlik dood te gaan, maar so ver druk is die man nou hard.
He looks fine. There's bad night, he's going to take pictures. Starting from
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Okay, so vandag het ek vir almal wat saam met my goeie smaak het, goeie nuus. Ek speel iets in die agtergrond. Kan julle raai wat is dit? But it is very difficult. Even I wouldn't know, and I'm a big fan.
Die wysie klink vir my familiar.
I'm lost.
Okay, hier is 'n ander een. Ek gaan 'n stukkie speel, dan bring ek ons klank weer terug. Kaffee en askulle talik to glitter.
Männen ler mot mig. Jag är en ö av ensamhet i vinden. Det blev som det kan bli. En natt i Köpenhamn. Vi gick till ett hotell. Du skrev in oss i ditt namn. Jag minns en sprucken spegel. Ett fönster stod på glänt.
Het een van julle Jazam of iets hierso?
Ja.
Kijk een bykie of hy het sal optel.
En stoel blie plötslik ledig og du tar den inna någon annan hin.
Wat sê?
Jy lieg.
Wat?
Dis Benny.
Ja.
Okay.
Benny wat?
En nat i Kopenhamn.
Een aand in Kopenhagen.
Okay.
En wie is Benny?
Benny Anderson's, dis van ABBA.
Dis ABBA, nie?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah!
Well, he's not ABBA, but it's the...
He's the composer. Yeah.
So, he's got an orchestra called the Benny Anderson Orchestra, and they've got a new CD out. So, it's basically new ABBA songs, people!
Oh
in
my.
Swedish! Just imagine Agneta's voice in there.
Dit klink bietjie soos die vrou van BZN.
O ja. Wat is haar naam?
Ek weet nie.
Annie.
Annie Voges.
Annie.
So baie ABBA hierdie jaar. Become nostalgic.
That's by Moy.
Yeah. So if you on iTunes, you can go look for it. It's called Benny Anderson's Orchestra, and it looks like ek is not in Copenham, but it means actually one night in Copenhagen. That's the name of this 2016. There's a lot of Benny Anderson orchestral CDs that which you can, if you don't know about them, you can all get all. Basically like ABBA living on, you know?
Love it.
Yeah. One little bit. Ooh, this is like, why did it have to be me? So if you're a big ABBA fan, you would know that there was a musical called Christina. And now this girl singing, that is Helen Sherlem, who is Christina in that musical. But she always sings with Benny Anders Orchestra as well. She's a big star in Sweden. So she's the lead in these, on these CD tracks. But gepraat van heil, a bietjie heil. Yes, sis. Heil ek toe mos nou. Heil ek toe mos nou die dag snot en trane.
Hoekom moet jy gehuil?
En jy moet gaan. Jy moet gaan met jou kinders, Kevin. Na hierdie fliek.
Go north, go north with the wings on your feet. Go north with the wind where the three rivers meet. There's a clearing of sorts in the circle of trees, where the wild constellations shine one, two, and three.
It's called Pete's Dragon.
Aww. Sounds amazing. My buddy shows a name.
Pete's Dragon.
Pete's Dragon. Where's it play?
It's that Kinnico, IMAX.
Oh.
Well, Disney. Bernard, you also saw it. What did you think?
It was okay.
What was your problem?
Daar's baie goed wat fout was vir my. Soos die seentjie is vir 6 jaar in die woud gewees sonder enige ouer toesig of uit weg geraak.
Ja.
Toe word hy gekry.
Yes.
Hy kan vol vlot sinne kommunikeer met groot mense. Soos niks fout nie. Maar toe hulle vir hom 'n broodjie gee, toe kyk hy so weird en poke het met sy vinger want hy weet nie wat die volk is brood nie. Moenie vir sê dat jy, want hy was 5-2 weggeraak het, dat jy nie kan brood onthou nie. Maar jy kan 'n volledige gesprek voer.
Wel?
Ek is klaar nie. Hy word wakker in die hospitaal, toe hulle nou, baie, ach, dis sweet, Sienkie word gevind, alles, hulle bind van 'n rooi ballon aan die voet van sy bed vas, nou is hy daar met helium. Hy kyk het aan asof dit iets van Mars af is. Hy weet seker ook wat Mars, maar hy weet nie wat sy ballon nie. I mean, wil jy vir sê, tot op 5-jarige ouderdom het hy nog nooit 'n ballon gesien nie?
Kyk, Bernard, the thing is, this boy, in die kar, voor hy wegraak, lees hy 'n boekie. So, dis waar my kan praat, nommer 1. Nommer 2, is, dis traumaties, 6 jaar. Ek sou ook nie onthou wat 'n broodjie is, nie.
Nee, maar kyk, Kasper, ek dink Kasper Heg, dis nostalgie in dat film, want daar was in 1902, was daar so'n movie gewees.
Okay.
En
so wil jy sê Kasper was het geleef in 1902?
Ja, dis wat hy sê.
Dis is, ek meen, ek het nou die dag, onthou Thundercats?
Ja, ja.
Nee? Ek was mal oor Thundercats.
Ja.
En toe so ruk terug, toe kyk ek weer episode, wel nie eers die hele episode nie, dis op het kak. Dis kak. Dis rarig nie goed nie. En okay. So ek weet nie, dis, nee.
Okay, but how's the IMAX experience? Vala goeders kijk, op jou?
Was jy nog nooit in die movie nie?
Ek het nog nie die movie gekyk.
Dis nie Slava Snow Show nie.
No. Remember you and I went to that IMAX movie with the Cliff Central team?
Yeah.
I just saw there's a problem is here it? With Bernard's mic. That's not working. Now, Gavin.
I love it, Casper.
Gavin, all I can tell you is the following. If you're a child at heart, and you've got children...
Yes.
Nou, dis ook af, Bernard. Alles is af. Ek het alles afgesit vir jou. Jy kan nie praat. take them.
Okay, I will.
It's for children. It is not for prissy, fucking skeptical, old, fucking
adults.
Yeah, like Miss Bangles.
Like Miss Bangles. It is for, if you've got a child at heart and you like Disney, and you can sit there. I cried like a little girl.
Mm.
I still, when I think of it, I've got a little bit of a froggy.
Gasper.
Ons moet net na Bernard se gesig, en ons moet dit afneem, daai gesig van hom nou, hoor. Hoe gaan dit hier buite? Oh, have you finished, people? Have you finished?
We have, yes.
Okay, where's Duncan?
Duncan actually quickly went to the bathroom. He's getting dressed.
Okay.
I thought to come puke.
Ek dink Dirk, dit is dalk die enigste rede, ja.
Okay, let me tell you what's happening now. We got our guests coming in from I Love You, You're Perfect, No Change. We're going to talk a bit to them. Then, show me when you're ready. Then you come in and I think like we did the last time, just before the show end, come in.
Okay.
With just show me and then I'll come invite you in.
Okay, 100%.
Or I'll send Bernard because he's actually got nothing more to contribute to the show. And then Bernard is so pussing with me now, eh? Because he now like not Pete's thingy.
It's cute-ish.
I will let my kids judge the show. How about
Wacht for box office.
No. Go see it in IMAX with sound. It's beautiful and you will cry.
Okay. I'll come and give my feedback to you guys.
Mm. Okay. Well, for then, I've got a song here that I want to play to Bernard and all the other cunts of the world. Do you like your song, Bernard? Huh?
Conveniently.
Ek niks geluister nie.
Oh,
ek was uit.
It's what a friend we have in Jesus in Japanese. Which doesn't make sense, because do they believe in Jesus in Japanese? No, eh?
I don't even know. I just love the song.
It's beautiful.
Wow, you got a beautiful voice.
Makita mahago wa sabi schlitten tikampinani. Wacht, bedankie, Duncan. Ach, Gavin. What? I'm getting old, eh? It's you the Alzheimer kicking in. I'm talking.
There is like an 80 kilogram stomach difference between me and Duncan.
I know. I'm so sorry. It's Alzheimer. Well, you're listening to the Tola van der Merwe show. I know. Fuck, what's my name? And we got some wonderful guests in the studio. Let's quickly listen to this.
And the Lord God said, thus is how the book of man and woman shall be written.
Endlessly crashing into each other like two vengeful bumper cars, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? You played it for her, you can play it for me. My man done did me wrong. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry. I got it bad and that ain't good. You make me feel like a natural woman. She was just 17, you know what I mean. Love to love ya, baby.
But above all else, added the Lord God, one truth is eternal.
All ye good people of earth,
go forth with joy.
Find someone to love.
Someone you think is perfect.
Then spend the rest of your life trying to change them.
Keep coming back. I keep coming back. I keep coming back to this whirlwind tour of loving and leaving and wanting more. I swear that I swore off of love before.
But I
keep coming back. Somehow I keep coming back. I keep coming back all goo-goo-eyed. I've been through the ringer and been drip-dried. I say I'm a mess, but I say it with pride.
So I
keep coming back. I keep coming back.
Keep coming.
Love's a delicious and vicious curse. Once you hit bliss, then you hit reverse. Well, if love's a disease, baby, get me a nurse.
We got the cast of I Love You, You're Perfect, No Change here. And slowly I'm going to bring in their mics on this, the Broadway soundtrack. And let's see if we can hear them.
I hereby concede what I need to survive is to look at you and say, I love you, I love you, you're perfect, I love you, you're perfect now. Change. I love you, I love you, you're perfect, I love you, you're perfect now. Change.
Oh, I don't know where we are. Life theater, baby.
I love you, I love you,
Yay! Wow. Welcome to the studio, and I first have to play this.
Extra special!
Guests of mine. I had the privilege to see the show last night.
Last night.
I know the title for years and years. I've walked past theater off Broadway where it is. Never went in. I don't know why. But I know this title forever. So for the first time in my life, I saw it last night. And I was gobsmacked. You were fantastic.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, you are so fantastic. I'm talking to Taryn Lee and to Claire.
Hi.
Hi, Claire Taylor and Taryn Lee Hudson. And you were, I mean, you can see it's a good play. You can see it's good, well written. But you're on top there making it the good play that it is, because it could have been embarrassingly cuck.
We're having a lot of fun.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
my word.
And you're doing it well.
Thank you.
We're having fun with you.
Good.
You know?
Good.
So it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing. Bernard, you told me that Taryn Lee was in Sound of Music. Singing in the music.
Singing the music.
The sound of no, she was in the Sound of Rain, wasn't she?
Yes. I definitely wasn't singing either.
You, what's that character's name again?
I played Lena Lamont.
You were fantastic.
Thank you.
Because that's a standout role. You always remember it from the movie.
Yes.
And you did it so well. People loved you.
Oh, thank you so
for
much.
For being hateful. And that's difficult.
Yes, it is difficult. But a lot of fun at the same time.
And stood out for me last night, for instance, was your audition for the date show that's... let me
explain. The video dating session.
Yeah, I love you, you perfect change. It's like, what do you call that? Vignettes? What do you call that? Sketches? Well, vignettes is with a lot of fuel.
Yeah.
And then... so it's little standalone sketches that you do, and you play all kinds of characters, all interlinked with the theme of love.
Love and relationships.
Love and relationships, yeah.
Family.
So you played a girl,
Rose Taryn Ritz.
That's right, who wants to go on a video dating thing. Where they record you, basically, a dating dating site.
Yes.
You did that so well. And, I mean, you did a lot of wonderful things, Claire, of course. But one thing that I just thought, wow, was when you were old.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. It was so believable.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. It was a bit of a worry for me in the beginning because I thought no one's under the illusion that I'm 75 years old.
No, but
I'm 27.
No.
So I didn't want it to be too caricature, but it's
yeah,
such
that's
a
the
beautiful
problem.
Scene.
It's a beautiful scene and poignant.
Yes.
Can you say that word?
Poignant.
No, I'm not Chinese. What's your favorite thing to do in the show? I mean, there must be some where you go, yeah, you're going to do this character again.
I absolutely adore the scene where Taryn and Niels Klaassen are playing parents of my boyfriend. And it's a very awkward,
it's
awkward
a fantastic
family scene.
That.
I think it's all of our favorites. And I think I have one line, but it is my absolute favorite. I cannot look them in the eye because they are hilarious. Taryn and Niels are hilarious. If I look them in the eye, I lose it. It's fantastic. And it's just so deliciously awkward. It's beautiful. Love it.
Is there a song there as well?
Yes, it's Hey There, Single Guy / Hey There, Single Girl.
Okay, let me go look for it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that scene, and it is so funny with that's where the what do you call it? When it's not your real father, it's your grandfather, is it?
Stepfather.
No,
father-in-law.
Whatever. Father-in-law, where he sort of touches you all the time,
very
too
awkwardly.
Much, and kiss you.
Yes.
Oh, honey, it's so good.
What I love about these scenes is, like, as ridiculous as they are, they're so real. Everyone can relate to something in some scene in this show. It's
absolutely
crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because even if you are not in a heterosexual relationship,
absolutely,
some things are so much the same.
It's universal.
It's absolutely universal. So I loved it about it. It's a very well-written musical, and it deserves all the awards it won. And it's at the Monte Cassino at the moment. People, you can really go. It's so well executed that anyone from anywhere on this planet and beyond Mars can walk into that theater and just see the best way possible to present this production. It's really, really good. And your musical accompaniment is also fantastic. They are so strong, and they're there for you, eh?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're very lucky.
Vessel Oudendal.
Pretty incredible team.
Is that Vessel Oudendal?
Yeah.
It's Vessel. He's musical director, and he's jamming up there with us.
And there's a girl on a violin.
Daleen Wilson. Daleen.
It works so well.
Yes.
Violin and a piano.
You can't believe it, hey?
No.
When we started, I was like, how are we going to do this with just a piano and a violin?
What
but
a
you can't believe
combo.
How they support you. And and Yaku, our producer, has got us an amazing laptop with beautiful patches.
Yaku is here as well. So we talked to him just now. He got you what you said?
Patches. Am I right? Like, so basically we've got all different cool like sounds and things that the keyboard can do
than what it originally does.
So it adds a whole different element.
I'm quickly going to play this song, which I liked as well, and then I'm going to look for the other one. What's the one with the parents?
Hey There, Single
Hey
Girl.
There, Single. Okay, this is the baby song, which is also quite funny.
A little baby.
It's
baby.
Where people start to talk to their babies. How are we?
Well, I dread that I'm regressing. With my head, this baby's messing. Wee-ba-dwee-ba-doo-ba-dabby-doo. Once I became a parent, I became quite incoherent. Ma-ma-ma-ma-da-da-woo-hoo-hoo. When I'm hurt, I get a boo-boo. When I sleep, I take a soo-soo. Nappy-nappy-nappy-sweepy-swoo. In the car I go vroom, vroom, vroom. In the John I make a boom, boom. Wappa, 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 poo, poo, poo. Can I stop this? God, I wish it. 'Cause I sound just like a dipshit. Yee-haw, 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 boo-bee-boo. Now I hear my baby cry, cry. So it's time that I go bye-bye. Dooba-dabby-dee-bee-dubby-weeba. Wooby. Woo.
Wow.
Wooby, dooby, bubby, bubby, bibby.
Why didn't you invite me to the show, guest?
No? I did invite you to the fucking show, and you fucking said you can't. We especially invited you, Gavin, because
you
we knew
come.
It was going to be good.
It has been a very, I'm not going to insult all our other guests, I'm going to say it has been a very, it's been a while since I've seen Casper so passionate about a show.
Stunning.
But really, yay. I mean, I saw it twice, and I see most shows like more than one time, but like after the first time, you kind of know what's coming, and it's more relaxed, and but this one, the second time was just as good as the first time.
Oh,
it was really, really good.
Awesome.
But being such a small cast, yes. What do you do when someone gets sick? I mean, there's no understudies.
Oh, the show
well,
must
backstage
go
looks like a chemist.
This is true.
So there's all sorts of mouthwashes and throat sprays and ACC, Corenza, vitamin C.
Oh, yeah.
Claire's got most of it, actually. She's our doctor on board. So, but yeah, I mean, we have to go on.
You've got no understudies.
We don't have any, no.
Wow. You get on and you do your thing.
That's like seriously living on the edge.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is. It's a lot of fun, though. At the moment, I have this crazy allergy where my eyes don't stop watering. So it's making me look very emotional on stage.
Karen cries.
Nice.
Which is now adding a whole new element to my co-stars. Because they're constantly trying to help me wipe my tears away.
So that's hilarious.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's the beauty of live theater.
You're going to win some kind of a theater award for that.
I know. I mean, you speak about Rose Ritz. She's been very emotional lately.
Are you listening, my lady? Are you listening?
And the voices you do is very extreme, especially Lena.
Yes.
What do you do not to hurt your voice?
Well, Lena was different in a sense that I have quite a strong nasal sort of register. So I placed everything for her up there, which I do in the same as the Meet the Parents scene that we're going to listen to now.
That was so funny.
I place it all up there, so it doesn't actually touch my vocal cords. So everything comes straight through my nose, which is just the most annoying sound.
But it works.
Great.
Oh, my God, and that country song. Oh, my goodness.
My bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty special.
It's very special because it's good, but because it's so badly done so well.
I don't think it's ever been done that badly. Hey, Yaku. I think they normally sing it well, and I just didn't want to.
So good.
I just said I'm not. It's the only way I'm going to get through this is if I absolutely take the piss
but
out of it.
It is like when you take a laser and you go through steel. It's that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
But because you're not off the note.
Yeah.
But you keep it. It's bearable. It's funny.
Yeah.
That makes it funny. Yeah. Hello.
Nielsi.
Oh,
hi.
So beautiful and blue.
Okay, well, Niels has joined us. But before we talk to him, let's quickly listen to this now. Do we have to set it up?
It's our favorite number in the show, Nielsi.
Okay.
That's what we're listening to.
Can we set it up or shall we just play it?
Niels?
Oh, hi, Niels. Sorry. Welcome to the show.
You just blew us out of the water there. Yeah.
I am, Joburg traffic, that's
it's
all I'm going to say.
It's Meet the Fuckers.
Yes. Excellent.
That's what we dubbed it.
Okay, so here you have a mother and a father trying to put pressure on the son to get married, and they are actually expecting it to happen that night, but it's not going to happen.
No.
No.
Okay.
And they get more drunk during the song.
Okay.
Make your toast.
Right, my toast. Yes. A toast to our not-quite-ready son, Mitch, and our too-focused-on-her-career-or-else-she'd-be-our-daughter, Karen.
Hear, hear.
Hey there, single gal, you're still single now. Tonight you'll still be sleeping all alone. But wait
no, not pretty you, but your life belongs to no man, it's your own. You've got your friends so dear,
not to mention your career.
You don't need no guy to come knocking at your door. Ooh, but we won't make a fuss,
'cause you inspire us
like Marlo Thomas and Mary Tyler Moore. Hey there, you're okay, woman of today. You've got much more than mother ever had.
You are so lucky.
So go home, get some sleep, but pray you do not weep.
Just curl up with some Häagen-Dazs and be glad,
single gal. Hey there, single guy, no need to clarify why a man of your age can't commit. It's fine with us, my son, just drink, dance, have some fun. We're your parents, we support you, you little shit. Have you just lost your way?
Repressed, confused, or gay?
For once in your life, give maturity a whirl. Ooh,
so much awaiting you.
So get on with mating you.
What's wrong with her? She seems like such a nice girl.
But we don't need to pry. Relax, you happy guy. Adulthood's not as crucial as it seems. For grandkids, we can wait. No need to procreate. Who cares if you've destroyed your parents' dreams? Big career girl, wayward son, future spinster, disappointment. Here's to you.
So this is the Casper Radio Show, and our guests are from a musical called I Love You, You Are Perfect, Now Change, currently on at the Monte Cassino Theatre, and we've just been joined by Niels Claassen, who's also in the cast. Our other cast member is Brandon Lindsay. He cannot be here because he's in Saturday Night Fever. But then I realize I'm actually going to interview people from Saturday Night Fever somewhere in September. So we'll talk to him about this play as well when he's here. But now we got Niels as well. Niels, you're a man. You know what I said yesterday to people around me? I said, do you know my sketch, Die Domste Drol? And yeah. Do you know that guy who says, ek het in my broekie gepiepie? Yeah. That's him. That's him.
You can't imagine how many people stop me and go, Domste Drol.
Still. Yeah.
Absolutely, to this day. And the other reference is obviously
Brute
Beyers.
Yeah. Yes. I get them a. But the other thing you've done, Niels, and we have to rewind quickly, to say congratulations on your directing for Altijd My Drome.
Thank you very much. Yay. Yeah, man. It's probably my favorite, proudest moment as director so far.
It was a fantastic musical. We had the cast there, and really, I was so impressed by it. I told Kusi as well. He can be very proud of that, you know, production.
Yeah.
Very well done. And I hope you get into it. But in this one, Niels, I don't think I've ever seen you live on stage. I was trying to think. I never saw Fame. I don't know what else you did. Say some other things I could have seen.
We Will Rock You, Mamma Mia.
No.
yeah, that's basically, I think those are
I've seen
big,
them,
big
but
ones.
Not you in it.
Yes.
Mamma Mia, which one did you do? The
South African cast.
South African cast, yes. I never saw that.
Yeah. I mean, they were all fun. And I think up to this point, We Will Rock You was certainly my favorite. because it was also quite ludicrous.
Who were you?
I was Khashoggi, which was basically the henchman of the Killer Queen.
Ah.
It was just ludicrous, but so much fun. And I think another thing that made it one of my favorites is the fact that we toured with it, Asia and New Zealand. And so there was lots of time to do all the things that I really like doing, like drinking afterwards.
Nice. Claire, but I also saw New Zealand and China and... Neptune on your was that the same production?
No. I've toured with The Sound of Music, that other one.
Are you Maria?
No.
Are you
no,
17
no.
going on 18?
What the fuck
are you?
I was a nun and a swing, so
a swinging nun. Nice.
A swinging nun. You know? So that one, when people got sick, I was the bugger who
swinging nun. I love it. Yeah. There's a musical there.
Absolutely. Hey? Title of your first book.
There we go. Copyrighted now.
It's obvious that you ladies sing well, but I know Niels can sing, but I didn't know he sang that well. Fantastic.
Thanks. To be quite honest, neither did I.
Really?
Now, so far, literally every. I only sing when there's a really sharp light in my eye. And I can hide behind a character. That's normally the only times I feel fine to sing. It's never been one of my favorite things. But in this one, I think it tests you to such an extent that you either, you know, you have to do it or get out.
Yeah.
There's no other option but to sing, and I'm quite happy.
No, it didn't look like that. You look like you are absolutely confident in yourself. You've been doing it for years. That's what it looked like. It was fantastic.
I'm sure the girls will remind you. Well, no one knows, but they saw firsthand my meltdowns in this process, which actually scared Elisma, the director, quite heavily, and I think my fellow cast members as well.
We were sitting
on a couch.
What caused the meltdown?
Harmony in Her Way of Love. So I was sitting as a sister next to him on the couch, and he went buck wild, started hitting himself on the head and screaming all sorts of profanities. So I was literally balancing on the edge of this couch going like, waiting for it to be over, an earthquake.
Was it a temper tantrum?
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. No.
But I felt for him because I also struggle with harmonies and I was also having my own demons and whatever. So I knew where he was coming from. And, you know, when you're in such a small cast and you know, everyone sings so well and everybody's got their attributes or whatever and you're trying to keep up, it can be a bit daunting.
But your harmonies are something else. I understand sometimes you can't get it. Some people struggle with that, but the fact that you can sing, you can sing. You know, you can't find a harmony, but you can sing.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
It was absolutely so great to see the show. I told them that I have not seen it before, even though I know about it. I haven't seen it, and I can absolutely see why it is such a good production. Now, I want to quickly ask you, Gavin, if you can just scoot up so I can ask Jaco a question, because Jaco is the producer of the show. Now you've got a company called BRG Productions.
Theatrical. Hello.
Hello, Jaco.
Hello, Casper.
So, did you see this production and decided you wanted to produce it?
I did not see this production. I actually have a producing partner. It's not just me. We're a partnership. Myself and Neil Griffin. I'm the VR van Rensburg. The Griffin.
Oh, clever.
So that's the two of us. And Neil has a very strong sort of design background. He loves wardrobe and lighting and set design. And I have a love and a fetish for Excel spreadsheets and business and marketing. So we sort of combined our powers and started VRG, both having been actors. So that's how it all started. But
it happen upon this musical?
Yes. Okay, so Neil was in a festival production of this piece about 6 years ago, which played literally 12 performances or 6 performances at the Grahamstown Festival, and they played to sold-out houses because it was just fantastic. It was something people could relate to.
Mm.
And then he said, how about we take this thing and blow it up a little bit and give it a proper production with loads of costume changes and wigs and all of the stuff. And we pitched it to Peter Turin, who was very excited to have new producers work with him. And we managed to get into his two venues in Cape Town and finished a successful run there about 2 weeks ago. And now we're in Joburg.
So is Peter happy?
Peter loved the production.
So you're going to bring more to his theatres now?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, we'd love to. Yeah.
Okay. Have you got? Can you tell me something? I can. Give me some hints.
Well, at the moment, our next production is not actually at Peter's theatre, but it's at a brand new venue in Cape Town.
Called
Gate 69.
We've talked about it this morning on the show.
Okay. I can give you a little scoop. So we're doing
Angry Inch.
Hedwig in the Angry Inch, South African premiere, and we're very excited to have it.
We talked about it now.
Oh, fantastic.
So we can re-plug it now. So
you can.
If you go see it at Gate 69, it is Yaku and Neil's production.
Yes, in association with Gate 69.
Yeah.
And then next year we have something fantastic lined up. I can't tell you what it is, but it's got Jonathan Rocksmith in it.
Yes.
As well as Wesley Lauder.
Yes, he's also on the show.
Yes. The two of them in a two-hander play that is going to have you in stitches in July next year at Peter's Theatre in Monte Cassino. As
I
well
feel
as
like
Theater
I just got bamboozled.
Yeah. What do you mean? You're doing a production without me? Huh? Hold on.
We'll get there. Don't
okay,
you
I'll think about it.
All good.
I'll think about what it could be. That'll be fantastic.
It's not very well known, I must be honest, but it is fantastic. Like I Love You, it's a little gem that hasn't been... had an
fully
upscale
polished production.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So that's kind of what we want to do. We want to find these little gems and polish them off and put them on a bigger stage.
That's wonderful what you're doing. And now, what other production of yours did I see?
Kerry Dupree.
Yes. We have Kerry here. Okay, you're doing wonderful stuff, Yaku.
Oh, thank you.
That is fantastic. And whenever you want to do, I want to try and cast myself now in a musical.
In something.
I wanted to say cabaret, but I would have been able to do that a few years back, the MC. I would have been able to do, but I can't do anymore.
You'd make a great Sally Bowles, I think.
Sally Bowles. Big Bowles. You were Sally Bowles, Claire.
Yes, I was.
Which production?
In Cape Town, the Fugard Theatre production.
Why didn't it come? Did it come here?
It didn't.
Why not?
It
what the hell was wrong with
it? It ran a limited Cape Town season.
But you must bring these things.
I know. I love it when shows extend and run and like this theatre going culture that's growing. I love it.
You must remember that nothing is ever actually officially on the boards unless it's been to Johannesburg, you know. So if you twinkle along there in Cape Town, who cares? But come here. And who was your MC?
Charles Johan
Lingefelder.
Yes,
okay, I know him. That's what we can. Wish I could see that. Nielsen, what are you going to do now?
Next is Annie.
Daddy
Warbucks. Which is still to this day, it's still I can't almost kind of get my head around the fact that I am going to be Daddy Warbucks. 15 years ago, I was a male swing in the last version of it.
Just explain to people what a swing is, because I think there's some misunderstanding.
a swing is essentially someone that understudies, basically in my
everyone.
Case, all the male characters in the show. So if any one of them goes and, you know, can't perform because they're sick or whatever, then the swing needs to step into that role.
I understand.
It's very hard work, and I don't think fully appreciated in this country. I think on the West End, the swings almost get the highest pay. In our country, it's
like,
almost the opposite.
Like an extra.
And
you've got to know the whole bloody musical.
Absolutely. Yep, all the tracks.
All the lines.
Choreography, harmonies.
Yeah. But yeah, so Daddy Warbucks is still a surprise to me, because I think in my own head it was always someone that's, you know, a character or an actor that's far older. So to be a 39-year-old Daddy Warbucks is still strange to me. But I am really looking forward to it.
But you're going
to
have a skull cap,
No, I'm going to shave.
I'm going to shave it off,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which I quite like, even the idea of it.
Daddy Warbucks is like the...
He's the billionaire that
takes
Annie
in. Oh,
and
then they go to Roosevelt at the end.
Yes, absolutely.
I confused the two now. I thought he was Roosevelt. No, he's like the billionaire.
Yes, absolutely. That takes Annie in, and then she essentially steals his heart and makes him a human being again.
That's something I want to go see.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And it's essentially the revival of Annie, the West End revival of it. So it's the international creative team that's coming here to work with the local cast.
Wow.
Mm. What does Adrian say?
Adrian says, hello, Yella.
Okay. Hello, hello,
Adrian.
Hi.
No, 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 there's a swear word. That's why I paused.
Oh, please.
Hello, Yella.
Can swear.
Okay, fuck it.
Yeah. It's on radio.
I love this show. No, I klink.
Yeah, it's not, go on.
I klink soos 'n Down syndroom kind op Panados. Dooie doos. En dankie vir die tee wat gesê het ek mag maar met 'n boom sit en klets. Gin wonder my blommetuin lyk so lekker nie.
Wat is Adrian van PE man?
Ah, yes, it's him. I know. Hashtag, geniet julle naweek. Lots of love, Adrian.
What does Cindy say?
And Cindy says, don't know why I'm expecting to hear Duncan squeal in pain. Where is
oh,
he?
Oh, he's gonna, we're gonna call
is
him
Is he still
in.
Puking?
He's puking, he's on the floor.
He
he's
looked exhausted out there.
Shame, we put him through all kinds of cuck.
I did that the last time. I was way better. I was like ahead of my game.
You were. Like, you did. You were well.
Yeah, exactly.
You were well.
Yeah.
But you were well. Okay, now what I'm going to do is, Gavin, here is a pen and paper, and I want you to keep score because I'm going to do a quiz with Niels and with Claire and with Taryn Lee, and we're going to do a quiz, but it is a musical quiz, so it's very easy.
Oh, I'm definitely going to fail.
Yeah, me too. I think, Claire, you've got the best chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just see who's the most clever. What I'm going to do...
I don't have to play.
Meltdown alert. Meltdown alert.
You don't have to peep or anything. It's going to be question. They're all the same kind of questions. So I am...
Maar hoe gaan hulle weet wat om eerst... Moet hulle net antwoord?
Nee, ek gaan sê Niels. Dan gaan ek sê Taryn Lee.
Oh.
I just have to find the thing. And I wanted to... Oh, okay. We have to do an ad. Niels likes improvising. Who of you likes improvising?
I love improvising.
Okay. So we have got to improvise an ad quickly.
Right.
It is for iFix. But we are... give me a place, a location. Quicker than that.
I didn't study drama.
Yaku, give me a location.
Rosebank Mall.
Okay, and give me a profession.
Surgeon.
Three surgeons at the Rosebank Mall. And
two.
A patient.
And a patient, okay.
Hello, Dr. Claire.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm better, thank you so much.
Good.
You know what you did? You forgot your phone inside my stomach.
I thought I heard a ringing.
Hello, Dr. Niels.
Hi.
Dr. Claire forgot her phone inside my stomach.
Well, I've got the most incredible new laxative. It works. It really works, even for the big ones.
Fantastic. So, you don't have to operate?
No, definitely not. Well, I do have a rubber glove with me. If you could just bend over, I'm sure I can get the whole hand in.
Wow. That's what I like, your hands-on approach, Doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Claire,
yes,
the thing was that my glass was broken of my phone.
I see.
Yeah. So now...
In my professional opinion, I suggest bending over and letting Dr. Niels there get it out, and then you take it straight to iFix.
iFix, yes. They will mend it, eh?
They will, yes.
Because at the moment, I've got like little pins in my body and blood comes out. And I think that is the glass that's sort of spread.
Yes.
Huh?
You know, patient, as I always say, iFix, you fix, we all fix for iFix.
Okay, well, let me bend.
You have to use that one tonight.
Ow!
A little deeper.
This will only sting for a
There it is.
Yes. Oh, no, that's not it.
Oh
yes, a little deeper. I'm up to my shoulder, and I think I feel something. Oh, this might hurt a little.
No, it doesn't really.
Nice. You're obviously used to this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. I think the entire screen is now disintegrated, so you'll have to take it to
iFix.
iFix.
Thank you.
That happened.
Yeah, exactly. What just happened? That was amazing. Julle kan maar weer kom kuier. Wow.
Just go below the belt. I'm there.
Yeah, no, that it was fantastic. I loved it, and I didn't know that it's going to go there. Okay, so Niels.
With Niels, it always turns to shit. Hey,
yeah,
Niels.
Yeah.
And if you can make, you know, noises and stuff, Gavin, please. Mm-hmm. Can you do noises?
Like, I don't that, know.
That's a correct answer. You will go?
Bing. Yeah. And if it's a wrong answer, yeah. Bong.
Okay. Ping pong, basically. That's what on your mind. Ping pong.
Ding,
watching
ding,
too
ding.
Much Rio. So,
I can't help it.
Niels,
yes.
What year did the Phantom of the Opera first entertain musical fans? And I'm going to give you options.
Yes.
1976, 1986, 1996.
1986.
Ping, ping, ping.
Wow. Okay. Sure, I'm sweating here now.
I just want to say that we got some listeners calling in and say that no one must help Niels. No one must whisper answers or show thumbs up. He must
thank
do it
you.
Himself.
Agreed.
Okay. Where, Taryn Lee, is the Phantom of the Opera set? In London, Spain, or Paris?
Paris.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right.
Wow. Really?
Well done. What musical premiered on Broadway in 1996, November the 14th, Claire? Was it Cabaret, Chicago, or Hairspray?
And no looking at each other, no looking at each
in
other.
In 1996,
yes.
Cabaret, Chicago, or Hairspray?
Yes, my darling.
I'm going to go with Hairspray?
No, you know what? I went through this as well just to test the questions, mm-hmm. and I said Hairspray. And
but
I was wrong.
Wrong.
It is All That Jazz.
Chicago?
Yeah.
So what do we do there?
Bong.
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 Fail.
And it's a zero.
Fire.
Niels, what yes. young lion is the star of the long...
No looking at each other.
He gets all the easy questions.
Why did I get that question?
You already know the answer.
Yeah.
What is it?
Simba.
Okay, we give it to you. We go that way.
Oh!
You're
ding,
right.
Ding, ding. Oh.
She just stole that.
She did.
Sorry, Niels.
Right.
Now you're allowed to steal something
I'm,
from
now
my
I'm really
going to
impress on the next one I get right.
Now it's Taryn Lee. Here we go that way. Mm. What musical features the song Midnight
Cats?
Yes.
There's a lot of cheating going on in this studio here.
They show little things.
We need to get
we're,
the sweep
we're
out.
We're close-knit cast. We support
Claire
each other.
Claire just did a little cat.
No oh, one shit. Would mal or anything.
Okay, it's another year for you, Niels. Mm-hmm. What year did Cats premiere on Broadway?
Okay.
Niels, was it 1981, 1986, 1991?
81.
Look at me, look at me.
81.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow. Okay, impressive.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. How many people have seen Les Mis, would you say?
Looking at Casper.
Taryn Lee. Is it 40 million, 70 million, or 100 million?
You should see her face right now.
How many people have seen Les Mis worldwide?
Five, four.
What does it? I'm going to go with B.
You go 70 million.
I guess.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I know nothing about musicals.
Multiple questions.
I do them, but I don't know them.
Okay, Claire, which Les Mis character serves as the icon for the show?
Looking at Casper.
Valjean. Jean
no,
Valjean.
No, no, wait.
Oh,
multiple questions.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Fantine.
Oh, the icon.
Eponine. Cosette.
Oh. Cosette?
Bing, bing, bing. Bing.
Oh, yay. Such smart people.
Niels?
Yes.
Oh, you just get the years, eh? Mm-hmm. What year did A Chorus Line premiere?
Oh.
1955, 1965, 1975.
75.
Bing! Bing, bing,
wow!
Bing!
That's impressive.
I just see the pictures and kind of think, okay, it must have been that year.
But Taralyn, this is for you and mentally retarded people, because it's such a fucking easy question.
Okay, shit.
What group's music is featured in Mamma Mia?
Or ABBA.
Ping, ping, ping.
Ping, ping, ping.
Well, but I get ABBA and Bee Gees confused, so I had to think about that.
Blasphemy.
She's really not into musicals.
Bee Gees is that other show that, yeah, my fiancé is doing that other show, so I have Bee Gees happening in my house right now.
Who's your fiancé?
Daniel Bass.
Bing, bing,
bing! That's 10 points.
Okay, this one, Claire, if you're a musical fundy, you're going to know it. If you don't... This is the boys from the girls, this kind of question. Mm-hmm. What musical is based on a book by Gregory Maguire?
Is this not a multiple question?
What about the multiple choice?
Oh, yes.
Where are my answers?
I didn't want to give her one.
It's because I have no idea.
Wicked, The Wiz, Hair. Don't look at them.
I'm going to guess The Wiz. I don't know. I suck at this.
You gotta have bum, bum, bum. Da, da, ba, da, bum, bum, bum. Which is?
What were the options? Wicked, The Wiz, and Hair, Hair, Hair. Huh?
Hair?
No.
What?
No, Wicked.
What's Annie?
That song? What's that song? Which one? You gotta have bum, bum, bum. Do, do,
do, do, do. That sounds like a Hard Knock Life to me.
It does, eh?
I can't remember the words. From Wicked, where she says you've got to have...
Popular.
Popular.
Popular. We're going to be popular.
Sorry. Yeah. You can play that role.
How lovely
you
sound.
Put that out into the universe.
Oh, that's fantastic. Niels, what is the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West? Is it Ephedra, Elphafa, or Glinda?
Looking at Gaspar.
It's hysterical.
Glinda.
Well, it's Glinda.
Glinda.
Yeah, it's Glinda is the good one. The Wicked Witch is Elphafa.
Elphaba. I must admit, you know, I really
Elphaba's am... Elphaba's not in Wicked. It's Elphaba.
It's who?
Elphaba.
No, it's Elphafa. It is Elphafa.
Okay, somebody Google.
Elphafa is in fucking Wicked. She's green.
That's Elphaba. It's on my bucket list of roles to play. Trust me, I know this.
There isn't the Elphaba. There's Elphafa.
Okay.
Is there another?
I'm going to say this is your show, so I'm going to say you're right.
Immediately. I want everyone to Google.
Yes.
What's the name of the green Wicked Witch in Wicked, please?
That's right. I get strong videos to kijk.
In?
So this is what I do in my free time.
Witch in Wicked.
Wicked.
Go.
And?
Alphaba.
I'm wrong. I won't hold it against you, though.
I always thought it was Alpha Babas. Parabas. What's her name?
Okay, you were in the ballpark.
Okay, I'm going to give 2 points for that.
Yeah.
I'm just disgusted that I'm wrong. What? Where are we? Clear?
Yes.
Clear.
Oh.
What? We're there.
Jared?
What Tony Award musical premiered in April 1996? Was it Guys and Dolls? Was it Grease? Or was it Rent?
No whispering.
Oh, I'm going to take a wild guess at Rent.
You're right.
Woohoo!
How do we go again?
Bing!
Bing, bing, bing!
In 86 or 96?
96.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
Niels,
what classical musical features...
Are you upset with me?
Yes, yes. You skipped Terry.
You got 2 points. Are you upset that I was right? So now you're just bypassing me. Completely.
Niels, gaan we zo af.
You said it. His show, his rules.
100%. I take it back.
So we got to go with you now.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm just setting myself up. To
ladies and gentlemen, this quiz has not been rectified yet by management.
Yes.
Just a preview of how the quiz will be one day when we are on air. We do apologize. I think I've lost my job right now. Yeah. Looking at the manager there, yeah, I've lost my job. But, okay. So sorry.
Okay.
What classical musical features a girl? I'm talking to you who knows the fucking names of women. Called Kim. And she falls in love with a soldier. Is that in South Pacific? Is that in Damn Yankees? Or is that in Miss Saigon?
Oh.
Quiet.
Miss Saigon.
He just helped her now. Can I subtract a point from him?
No.
Minus one.
But can you go ping, ping, ping?
Ping, ping, ping.
Thank you.
Yay.
I enjoy being right.
So I'm taking half of his.
I said this, my dog, okay?
And I'm giving you half.
I said, don't diss my dong. Maybe it looked like Miss Saigon.
Yeah, that's.
Don't diss my dong. Okay, last question. Now
minus,
it's for Niels. Am
minus
I right?
Okay. Half.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm not going to ask you the score now. I'm going to ask it later.
Mm.
Niels, it's again a year question.
Right.
So they do want you to know your years.
Right.
In which year, or what year, they say, did Jersey Boys premiere? Was it the year of our Lord, 2000, 2005, or 2010?
Looking at Casper, straight at Casper. It's going to cost you.
2005.
You're right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Yeah.
He has redeemed himself.
This is like minus 10.
So.
I was in Jersey Boys with Yaku. Yaku was my Frankie.
Oh, really? Yay.
Yes.
So, can I ask you a question? Can you tell me what we have as a score, please? And who's what?
In terms of the score?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Niels won.
Okay. So, in last position, we have Claire.
Woo-hoo!
With 3 points. In second position, with 3.5 points, Niels.
Whoa.
That's minus half a point. He would have gotten 4 if he didn't help you. And our winner,
that's
our champion for today is Taryn Lee.
Yay.
With 5 points.
The one who's always right. I'll give you half a point later, Kevin.
Hey, Daniel might be listening.
You taught me, Taryn Lee, that you can sing and act, and you also taught me Alpha Baba.
Yes.
Which I never knew.
Yeah.
Alpha Ba.
Yeah.
Okay, Alphaba. Well, congratulations. You are the official winner.
Do I get a prize?
Yes, there it is. You got it in your hand.
The tissues.
A tissue to wipe your eyes.
I'm wiping my eyes. And
you've
so
really
I'm
got an eye-teary thing
win.
Going
I
on.
I do. I'm allergic to Johannesburg right now.
Yeah.
I have heard, I've heard with the birdie that there is some special surprise news coming our way from Yaku. So let me get him over and while we play this. I'm watching in the sky and I see a birdie and the birdie is flying and it's landing on my little microphone and whispering something in my ear. What is it whispering, Yaku?
It's whispering. We have a giveaway today.
Yay!
That birdie's a beast.
We love the birdie. And what is this giveaway?
Yes, we have got on board Cryolan Makeup South Africa, who is one of our sponsors, who's giving away some Cryolan products, as well as
two sets of tickets to the Saturday evening performance of I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change at Monte Cassino.
So, and really, people, this you must end whatever. Do you want to sleep with someone, or how do you get it?
It's going to be randomly picked, but they have to either tweet us. Our Twitter handle is at VRG Theatrical.
Okay, so, people, listen, at VRG Theatrical. If you're listening to a podcast, you can still do that before Saturday. Hey?
That's absolutely
fine. If
this
is Sunday now in your life. Just fucking forward. Okay. Okay, here we go again. Double at.
So Twitter at VRG Theatrical, or you can send us a little private message on our Facebook page, which is I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change. It's very pink. You'll see our latest post is us in the Cliff Central studio. Then you know you're at the right Facebook page.
Yes, and then you just say, Casper Radio Show.
Yes.
I please want the Color Me in crayons.
That's
and
it.
I want to go. And I can tell you people that you really, really must go see the show. The crayons, you're not going to win because I'm going to try and get it myself. But, no, you can. So, Crayola, hey?
That's right. Crayolan.
Crayola.
Amazing makeup.
I just heard a name called Crayola. I still need an hour to talk to you people.
Yeah. Aww, this has been so much fun.
Yeah. Now it's over.
You can chill for once. Normally with these interviews, you're so uptight. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to say it. This was so awesome. I'm so sorry I was late. Damn it.
No problem. What I'm going to do now, I must get Jean and Duncan in to hear what happened.
Oh, he looked tired.
You know, you people, you can ask them questions. Jean and Duncan, where are you? Hello, Donkey.
Yeah.
Hello, come tell me all about it. You're walking very strangely.
Did you do legs?
He did everything. Yo.
What happened?
So he did body tech.
And
meniers. My body is in pain. I was walking up and down the stairs because I had to go fetch some speakers. And even that was a stretch. My chest is so tense. My buttocks are tense. My thighs are tense. Woo-hoo! Everything is just tense. I'm not looking forward to waking up tomorrow or the day after.
But is that normal?
That is normal, yes. I think he's going to be feeling a little bit worse in 2 or 3 days' time. But
I'm not looking forward to
that. For now, that's fine. That's the normal.
Okay, well then we're here next week. What happened to you? If you're happy with it?
Absolutely, Casper. I'm not one who's much of a very physical guy who likes running around and stuff. But if I can find something that works for me and I'm just standing and I'm just doing some body work, I think it's great. I would recommend it to everyone.
You see, Neil, Staron, Lee, Claire, this is Body Tech, 20 minutes a week and that's it.
I did it on Monday. And I nearly died.
But you did it for the first time on Monday.
Yeah, I did my trial. I think it was Monday. And I couldn't walk for like 2 days.
But then you don't
but
have to
great.
Go back. You see, that's another thing.
I would love to go back.
Only once a week.
Consistency is key. Yeah.
Yes. How do you keep fit, Niels?
I do. I Love You, Perfect Now Change. Yeah. Now on at the Peter Turin Theatre till the 4th of September. No, I actually do like going to gym, but I prefer the cardio to the pumping.
Okay, we don't want to hear that.
I love body tech.
Fantastic. Who said that?
Me. I win again.
Taryn Lee. And Taryn Lee.
Presented by Body Tech.
Is presented by Body Tech.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Body Tech. We will see you soon again when we have another victim.
Yes.
And thank you for now perfect. You're lovely. I want to never change you. It was so great to have you here. And everyone can go and see. Till when are you on?
The 4th of September at the Peter Turin Theatre. I Love You, You're Perfect. Now change.
At least you said it right this time.
Yaku, thank you for our giveaway. And thank you for being here. And congratulations. I'm going to ask you, Bernard, for a thought of the week, please. And Gavin, I want to thank you for being here this week. You can shout. Shout.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Gav. And Bernard, if you can think of your life and some world.
Here is that thought of the week.
But of course. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just heard a strange noise, like a bull mooing and then saying, what the fuck? That was Bernard. Not professional. So let's give it again.
Here is the door of the week.
Don't talk now.
Bernard,
when someone loves you and you think you're perfect, please change.
Goodbye, nice. Farewell, bye-bye, buddy, got wreck. Goodbye, goodbye, farewell, don't see inside, bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.